Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Silent Podcast, where we're anything but silent. Today, we're back, finally. You waited long enough, but here we are to cover Never Have I Ever, Season 4, Episode 1. Yes, unfortunately, we're here to cover the final season, baby. So without further ado, I'm your host, Sasha Joseph, joined with my co-host, Chappelle, to chat through a super-sized season. How are you?
Sasha, we back. It's finally back. Y'all, I know y'all have been waiting and waiting and waiting Kirsten. For us to drop.
Yes.
Yeah, Kirsten. Yeah, y'all been waiting on us to drop the Never Have I Ever recaps, but we are here to knock that out. Sasha, we've come so far. I remember when we talked about season one together, and now we're on season four, and this is our last season. Are you ready?
I don't know. Are you? Because I don't feel know. Ready. Like, it doesn't feel real, right? Because I think we've been doing this for so long. And it's like, again, like, we've talked about this, but like the start of our like actual friendship. So it's weird to be like, okay, now it's over. Bye.
Yeah, I think the first podcast we ever did together was we talked about Survivor Thailand.
Oh,
and
God.
That was that had its own implications.
Disastrous.
And then I don't think we talked again until we started Never Have I Ever, you know, and then
yeah.
And so since then, we've almost never stopped talking. So this completely works. Luckily, it does sound like we're going to have something else coming.
Yes, everyone. Don't worry. We decided that it's not enough. It won't maybe be on Silent Podcast, right. but keep an eye out in the next few weeks. Something might be brewing.
Right.
I'll say that. So yes, this isn't the end, but this is the end of Never Have I Ever. You know, maybe one day if we're bored enough, like we do pick up Sex Lives of College Girls. Mm. I think that is our like obvious next step. But if for folks that are like, now what do? Where do I go from here? Yeah, you watch Sex Lives of College Girls. Let me just tell you, because Bella, the Indian character written by Mindy Kaling, wow, shocker, is the same. She's Davy on steroids. You can figure out many ways about how Mindy is just projecting, but we'll get into all of that. But yes, I would recommend Sex Lives of College Girls. I think it's a great show. It's really funny and beautifully written. You know, it has its like frustrations with Indian characters, what's new, but outside of that, that's the show to go to. But before, you know, we get into the end, I feel like we need to get to the start. So how did you feel about this season, Chappelle? Because we talked about this a little, just so folks know, over on Rob Is a Podcast, Nothing But Netflix with Rob and Chappelle. So how are we feeling?
Well, I don't know. I feel like we got to work through that on this podcast because
yes.
There's so much that happened. I know that I was able to start the series before you because what the listeners might know is that you had a watch party for the premiere.
Did.
And I was already done with the season by the time your watch party started. So I was dying to talk to you about it. We really still haven't dove into a lot of the other stuff and like deeper into the season because we only talked to Rob about, you know, where we were up leading up to the first episode of this season. But overall, I'll say that I don't want to spoil anything. I'll just say that it was a roller coaster. This last season took me for a ride, and I enjoyed the ride, but I do have things to say.
Yeah, and we know you've all seen it, but I think it's more fun if we like get into it episodically instead of kind of just like word vomiting everything of how we feel. But yeah, I agree. I think on a rewatch, I feel a little better, right? Like knowing what's coming. I enjoy it more. But I will say the last three episodes are it for me. Tears were had. My mom ended up texting me and she noted some things. Like it was wild. I'll just say that. Would 1000% recommend it. And again, I think the last three episodes really save a like not the best season. I think this is maybe the weakest start to a Never Have I Ever season.
Well, even speaking of the start, I don't know for me if it's the weakest, but I was definitely more stressed out at the beginning of this season.
Yes, maybe that's what
I've been in a while. Yeah, the first episode, we're about to get into it, but by the like within the first 5 minutes, I was already like, oh no, I'm sick of this. Why are we doing this right now? Why are we through this? And so I am happy with the ending. But yeah, I think in previous seasons, especially I want to say season two, when around when Anissa showed up, it was like highs and lows, and then highs and lows. And then this was kind of like lows. And then, like, are we ever going to get to that high moment at the end? And so we'll just have to talk it through and see how we get there.
Yeah, I was that meme, right? Where it's like, what are we going to do, girl?
Yeah.
That's me with Davey.
It was tough. I couldn't even tweet my thoughts because I was like, I don't want to spoil it for nobody. But this first episode, I was so angry at everyone. So
yeah, I was in a room with, I think there were eight of us, like eight girls watching this. And I think we were all just like done. And a few of my friends were like, well, you're throwing a party, so like, I'm gonna come, but like, I've not seen it. And they have all now binged all of Never Have I Ever. So I get it. But even for folks that have that walked in, right, and stepped into this, they were stressed for our girl. And they were like, this is not right. How can we do this?
Right. And so here we are looking at what I would consider probably the most stressful, you know, season.
Yes.
Beginning. And we have to explore, you know, senior year. This is what we've been waiting on. We met these kids when they were sophomores, I believe. And
but apparently they've changed that to freshmen. Do you see that? Where I was like, no, you were 1,000% sophomores. Stop.
1,000%. Yeah. Because we met Davey after her legs came back.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, so we met them when they were sophomores. I mean, I guess we kind of got some, you know, like flashbacks to freshman year. Mm-hmm. But here we are, senior year. And the question is, what happens next? What do we do with these characters? How do we end the season? What happens with the college stories? Do we see more of Paxton? What's the will they want they would been? Because when we left off, it really looks like some will they going on. And then do we get any other characters this season? And you know, not to spoil anything, but are a few characters missing from this season? I guess we'll get into all of that, too.
Yeah, 1,000%. So it's just the missing piece is going to get me irritated. So I'm not going to talk about it right now. When it's time to talk about it, we will. Because they said goodbye, Anissa. Goodbye, Mr. Kulkarni. Again, two Indian characters. Be surprising that those are the people we missed. But it's okay. It's okay. I'll get over it, I guess. The Utkarsh Ambedkar, who is the actor that plays Mr. Kulkarni, is shooting Ghosts. So he's booked and busy. And I think Megan Shuri is also like, I don't know which other show, but she's also on another show.
She was in Missing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I forgot that was Anissa.
Yes, it was. It was. Yes.
Yeah. I know Missing is not why she was missing from this, but
absolutely
whatever.
Absolutely not. That thing she could have zoomed in on. Let's be clear. But I guess the one like a character whose legs we actually see. Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. Here we are. But yes, I think with that, it's time we get into Never Have I Ever Lost My Virginity.
Right. And... woo, stress. I think as well, you know, if you're listening to this on the Silent Podcast feed, obviously you probably know this already, but make sure you go and subscribe to the Never Have I Ever
thank you.
Silent Podcast feed as well, so that you can keep up with just our content if you want to follow it and leave us some 5-star reviews and some good comments, because we're about to get into Never Have I Ever Lost My Virginity, which I think we can yada yada that part, but yeah, we got to get into Davey losing her virginity because it happened. It happened.
Oh, 1,000%. And listen, we're at 19 ratings. Help us out. You know, get us to 30, please.
Get us to 30 before the end of the season for sure.
Yes.
Because we got
more people can find us. You know, it's important. Okay. And, you know, we know that you might have left your review on the Silent Podcast proper feed, but unfortunately, they don't transfer over. Okay. Help us out. Help us.
Yeah. Show some love.
Yes. But anyway. Everyone, the one boink card has been cashed in. Okay. Ben said it was one free boink card. No, thank you. Nothing about this was free. I have lost my mind. I have lost my patience. I've lost my frustration. My anger for Dwight Howard, which I didn't know existed, is back.
But I hate him.
Like, literally, I will fight him, right? I think I could knock his knees. Yeah. And then he maybe will come down a little bit closer to my height. I don't know. But the point is, let's fight Dwight Howard because you're a bitch. Anyway. But But before that, okay, we get a little montage by John McEnroe. Our guy is back. And he said, this is the house where Davy lost her virginity. This is what she wore. This is her dinner, blah, blah. No. Okay, because you're making it sound like it was this monumentous moment when, in fact, it was trash. Because they're just laying there. And we're like, and Davy just goes, well, we did it. We had sex. Ben Gross was inside of me. No.
First of all, don't ever say that again. Don't ever say that aloud.
I want to die.
Don't she said ever. It and I almost vomited. I was like, look, y'all are kids. But also, but she did it. You know, this is the primary plot of Never Have I Ever. This is how Correct. We met Davy was, I need to lose my V card. It's gone.
Yes.
He lost it. So now what happens? We know that her and Ben had been getting along in certain moments. They had not been getting along. They've dated. They've been on and off again. But now it looks like they would be on. But like you said, the sex was trash and that complicates things.
Okay. And before we get into even more.
Talk about it.
Here I have to say that. Sure, first time sex is maybe not the best. It's a little awkward, la-di-da-di-da, right? Like, we know Mindy's a pretty big fan of, like, rom-coms and their tropes, so I think it works. But I don't know about you, Chappelle, but I wish that she lost her virginity to Paxton. I think it would have been much more caring experience. Ladies, like, maybe be with an experienced man first. Or, no, an experienced person. If you're both virgins, it's so hard. But it is what it is. I feel like Paxton was so much more respectful of Davy. Like, this whole arc, right? Even, actually, from season one, episode one, he was like, sure, if you want to do it, we can, right? And even that, but he was like, are you okay? What's going on? So I just wish that it was Paxton and then she went on like this like beautiful journey of like, I'm a badass, like, you know, I'm great at life, instead of, I think, what Ben rightfully eventually talks about, where they bring out the worst in each other a little bit. So I wish that like she had a better experience, and I think he was right there. Like, why not?
I think what they're doing is I think this like serves two purposes. I think one, this moment humanizes Ben a little bit, because prior to this, they'd never talked about Ben's, you know, status as far as like his virginity goes, right? They almost alluded to him not being a virgin because he was calling them virgins so much that you would think that he had done this before. At least, I mean, we've seen him go through at least three girlfriends.
Yes.
And he's constantly ragging on Davy and her friends for being virgins. So I think for this moment to be trash, it does level him a little bit as well. But then also, I think it brings Davy back to earth, because Davy's thing was always like, if I could just lose my virginity, that's all I need in life. And then it happened and it wasn't some magical
that's
moment.
Real.
It
okay. wasn't.
Yeah, it didn't give her the fantasy ending that she thought she was going to be. And it allowed us to go on this new journey with her, because I think that she thought that this would solve all her problems.
And yeah, that's valid. That's valid.
Yeah, and it just doesn't validate you as a human to lose your virginity.
It absolutely does. And first of all, virginity is a myth and doesn't exist. And like, let's not even get into like the patriarchy of all of that. But let me leave it. This is a fun little show. But I'm frustrated because they have this like really weird moment. They're both obviously weirded out. Davy like rolls onto her side and is waiting for, I think, Ben to like say some things, and John McEnroe is like, come on, Ben, say something nice. And all this loser could come up with, put his lips together, right? Like, how are you in all these AP classes and you are so dumb?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
But that's the thing about being a teenage boy. It was his first time. He didn't know, what to do.
Boy thing, but yeah.
Well, also, it has been. Okay, so there's two layers, right? This is not the coolest kid in school. This is not Correct. The most like charismatic guy. He is a nerd with no friends. So it's like already he's kind of socially awkward in and of itself. I think from my point of view, because I did not know he hadn't lost his virginity at that point, I thought he was going to say something, because I was like, you've done this before. But in that moment,
Shira, I definitely thought they had sex.
Or something, you know? And so I'm sitting here thinking, okay, like, obviously, you know, to say something. And he didn't say anything. Now, knowing that now, I'm like, oh, okay. Because he was still processing that, oh, God, it happened. It was with Davy and it was bad. But, you know, in the moment, I was thinking, you idiot, say something. I still say that. But I can see now that if this is his first time, And it kind of popped up on him. He wasn't prepared for it. I think he kind of was still in shock. And it just, this whole scene is just so awkward.
It's horrendous. And also, I'll say not and, but also I understand that I should, you know, be more aware of his feelings too. But the thing is, why not be a little bit normal?
Like, you're like, can you just do better, please?
Yeah, like I don't think I'm okay with it because like we were teenagers, right? Like, yeah. I don't think that I was like cool necessarily, but also, I mean, my school had like 1,600 kids just in my graduating class, so it is different. But like, no one was necessarily cool in that way. But I feel like we were like more normal than this. Like, what are y'all doing, Gen Z? That this is your reality?
Yeah, I also think that it's probably harder for him because they're not dating. So it's like, oh, okay. In that moment, yeah. It's yeah, like, yeah. It's not like you'd be like, okay, babe, or, you know, like, now what do we do? It's kind of like, well, you just popped up here, so what you finna do? You know, it was, they didn't know, you know, and then the time they did date, Davey was kind of, you know, yeah. Cheated on him. Mm-hmm. So it's not even like he's like, so want to go get some ice cream or something? He's like, kind of like, all right, well, thanks for showing up. You know, I can sympathize with him now. But in the moment, I'm not going to lie. I was with you. I was like, nah, you got to say something, player. But, you know, looking back, this is Ben. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Whatever you say, I guess. I just feel like, again, how you were in debate and all these, like, really smart.
And you can't talk.
Yeah. Like, please. Like, don't think I forgot any of that. Yeah. But it's fine. I mean, I have receipts, right? Like, your dad's a lawyer and you, all you do is lie.
Well, look. Davey's no better. I'm not here to defend Ben, but Davey and Ben were in the exact same position. And Davey is the one who started this. She showed up with the coupon. Ma'am, why didn't you say nothing?
And she made the text. So she did try.
Eventually, is what I'm saying. Eventually, she got there.
It's the next day. Okay.
Yeah, but in the moment, both of them were frozen. I'll just say that.
But Davey is like known virgin, right? So that's, I think, why I will allow it. But fine. Okay. Both horrible, awkward. and all Ben puts his, you know, AP Lit debate, Columbia getting into a moment to say, can I get you an Uber?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what we expect Ben to have said in this moment because this is Ben.
How was it?
Should have been said, but he knows it's bad. You know, it's like, I hope that was good for you. No, the hell it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for Ben, if I warged into his body, I think all I would be able to do is apologize. Like, I'm so sorry. That was so bad. You know what I'm saying? And nobody wants to do that.
No.
So,
and Ben's ego is way too big for that.
Right. And he was in shock. You know, he was like, what the hell just happened? And why was it so bad? And am I the drama?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I really wish that I can't cape for him, but at the same time, I can't knock him. I just don't know what I want him to do in that moment. Just
be better.
I don't know. Be better. Be better. That's all. Yeah.
But anyway, and then Davey's like, oh, got it. Okay. Yep. I'm out. And she like does a little finger guns and leaves. Like, they're both so shit.
These are our children. Like, why are they acting like this?
Oh my God. This is where, like, because I feel like we're older, you know, like, if we ever have children, like, will I, now I'm thinking, right? Like, will I be like, let's watch this and here's what you don't do.
Right. Like, at least let's just get the conversation going. I know in the past, it's been very, like, parents don't want to talk to their kids about this stuff, don't know how to talk to them. But we have moved so far as a society now. There's things that you can say. There are ways that you can paint this. Like, they don't have to sit down and watch all of Never Have I Ever at a certain age. But there are definitely moments where you can be like, look, if it comes down to this type of thing, hey, don't do these things, you know? Try to be, like you were talking about with Paxton, try to be more caring and attentive and all that stuff. There's definitely like a conversation me and my mom had for sure, but it wasn't like, it was hella awkward. It really was. It's kind of like,
sure.
Yeah, because she's just like, you need to be a gentleman. And all I remember my mom saying to me was, you need to be a gentleman. You need to be a gentleman. You have to. And I was like, okay, I got it. But some people don't have those conversations and some people don't, you know, get to have those conversations. But I think shows like this will prompt those type of scenarios and people like us, our heads, so that then our kids don't have to go through these moments where it's not so gentlemanly.
Yeah, I think if I have a son, it's just like a wrap, like for that child, because.
Oh, my nephew, I'm gonna have to go pick him up.
Oh my god, because I'm gonna be like, excuse me. What?
Carter, I trust Carter. God. He got it.
Oh my god, as if he has a say. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, and then, you know, Davey leaves, right? And now it's the next morning, and you know, we get all the UN is back together, but you know, they are all effable nerds now, baby. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're all very excited for Davey. Eleanor and Fab are like, oh my god, like that's so cool. You know, I'm so glad like it finally happened. Fab is a little weirded out, but whatever. But then Davey shares what happened and she's like, it was bad. I think it's me. I am the drama because I felt like an inflatable balloon man.
Yeah, the wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man at the gas stations and the tire stores and stuff. I don't know, man. Her friends are so weird. Like, how right. many positions did you do?
No one would ask. Right.
For your first time, you're out here just. I was like, but both of them have lost their virginity. How many? You know, it's just stop. Don't ask those kind of questions. But maybe those are the questions Davey asked them. You know, it is.
Yeah, and I would say, like, you know, because Trent, right, the way Eleanor lost her virginity was so cool.
Yeah.
And like, you know, sitcom-like. He was probably
more experienced. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Point proven, everyone. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like, why can't they just, like, tell her, you know, that, like, this, you know, is how it should be. And, like, it's okay if it's a little awkward. But no, but they're all fools together. And, you know, I don't think my mom will listen to this, right? But, like, I was that friend that would, like, be like, this is how it should be. And, like, you know, don't feel consent equals it. Like, I was having the talk with my friend, if that makes sense. So I'm experienced at the talk to be like, this is how you should do it. This is what should happen. And then they do ask, you know, did you orgasm? And unfortunately, Davey says no, but she thinks he did. How are you in AP bio and you don't know if he orgasmed or not?
People who are older than that and who have graduated from high school and college still don't be knowing. I will just say that. He probably didn't. He probably just, if it was as bad as they acting like it is, he probably just stopped. You know, like,
it's probably like, I think this is good.
I think I'm done. I think we're good here, which. It's hella awkward. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Cannot relate.
Okay. Anyway.
I just fell out my chair.
Let's move. So, you know, and then I think we finally get like a Davey being normal moment because Davey says, I like him. I really, really like him. And the girls are excited. They're like, finally, she's not like playing this like will they won't they game. She's ready. So let's text, you know, let's like reach for him and let's just decide. So poor Davey, right? Our girl doesn't know how to text. This was a 1000% I've been there moment of I don't know how to send the first text. And God forbid that I would ever send the first text. But you know, apparently the Gen Z's do. So she sends the first text and they're like trying to figure out how to do it. Cause she's like, hey lover, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Of course she said
stop.
That.
Stop.
It's Davey. It's Davey. But she is so mature in this moment. And I think that's why this episode is so frustrating.
Yeah. I think that's why I irritate you. Right.
Because she is actually doing what we need her to do. And it's Ben who's falling short. Now, we know this, like, even scientifically, I believe women just mature faster than men. You know, it's just a thing. But in this moment, Davey's never been this mature. So I was so proud of her, in contrast to us seeing Ben on the other side, getting his advice from Dwight Howard, someone who just met at a gym.
Dwight Howard will get his lashings again.
We're going to get him.
Just please. Okay. Because how dare you? So finally they talk her down the ledge and they're like, no, be cool. Right. Be Kristen Stewart and send the text. So Davey says, great. I'll put my hair to one side. And I wear shorts to the Oscars. I'm cool. And I feel like sends a normal text. I don't know about you, Chappelle, but punctuation really does bother me. Like, if people send me, like, certain texts, like, I will read too much into it and why did you not put the exclamation point?
I am completely opposite. First of all, I'm always excited, so I use exclamation points more than most people. I use multiple punctuation, and then sometimes I just don't at all. And so I really hope that people do not read into mine, because
I told you we're 10 minutes behind, you text me, cool, no exclamation.
Yeah, I was like, cool. You know, like, like, okay, that's fine. You know, like, it doesn't, that kind of stuff doesn't register to me. And so when this moment happened, that's the thing. It didn't register to the girls either, because they sent the message with the period. And this was the game changer. Why would you
say hi, period? That's weird, correct? Or again, I'm not Gen Z, so I don't know how they text.
I wouldn't have even caught on. Yeah, I'm telling you, the text message thing just doesn't register for me. It went right over my head.
Oh, as a chronic overthinker, it would have sent me into a spiral. Let's be very clear. But I would have gone to Starbucks, I think, to be like, why the fuck did you invite me then?
No, that's a good question. If you're putting
periods on your highs.
See, that's what I'm saying. With this advice that Ben ends up getting, right? So he's at the gym. He meets Dwight Howard. And he's, you know, first trying to be Ben. Like, oh, hey, Dwight, my dad is famous, blah, 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 blah. Like, he knows you. He knows of you. Obviously. You know, it's Ben.
All of you. Like, he does, right?
Yeah. And then Dwight Howard finally gives in to this middle school kid who he thought was being bullied. Basically, Ben, he realizes he's a senior and he has issues and he wants to talk. And so Ben ends up opening up to Dwight and telling him, you know, I just had sex and it was my first time and it was bad. And now I don't know what to do. And I got this text message. And something about that period after the word hey, just, I mean, Dwight Howard reads into it and he says, that's not good, bro. And from there, any decency that Ben would have had in this moment, he's now gotten information from one of the OGs who said, nope, you need to go act like this.
OG for whom?
I don't know. Exactly. That's the crazy part about it. Like, this is why these conversations matter so much. You have these conversations with people that you love and care for, because if you let randoms do it, or if they learn it from the internet and stuff like that, they will do stupid stuff like this. And so Ben looked at that period and said, oh, that's not good. I'm not even going to show up. I'm not even going to meet with Davey to talk about it. He just blows her off. And now we have the conflict that I wasn't expecting this to happen like this.
I'm exhausted, right? Dwight Howard, you loser. You washed-up basketball player. Like, who are you, right? Like, the Lakers don't want you. Talking about, I'll give you Lakers courtside ticket. Were you even on the Lakers long enough?
You are dragging this man for his acting role, Sasha.
No.
He's at home listening to our podcast like, shit. I was acting.
Well, I guess you're a good actor because I hate you.
I hate him.
And like, who are you, right? He says, it is my rule to not talk to teenagers about sex.
I mean, that's a decent rule if you don't have a teenage child or that's not your job. But talking to a random teenager at a gym about sex is not great.
That's
however,
Dwight shame,
Howard,
you pedophile.
Right. Like, it's my rule. Okay, well, stick to it. You should have walked the hell away. Ben, go talk to your dad. Ben's always name dropping his dad. He has no relationship with this man.
No, but that's why, because that's like some figment of his imagination.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, gotta be, God. Because there's no way. And then that's the thing. He needs friends. He needed his own UN for him to talk this through.
Correct.
Even Paxton probably wouldn't have been a horrible person to reach out to.
No.
But I'm just saying, he didn't have to say it was Davey, but he definitely could have been like, Paxton, I got, you know, they bonded a little bit. I'm not saying it would have been his finest moment. Even Trent. Well, Trent doesn't know who he is.
No, Trent knows.
Sometimes.
Because Eleanor, I think they're all cool now. That's
why. He still calls Davey Coyote Girl.
Well, bless his heart. That's true. I want to cry. But yeah, it's just so wild because all of this just kills me, right? Because Dwight Howard, you're a loser. And why are you talking to teenagers? I don't understand. It's Dwight Howard says you should be with someone that doesn't make you feel this way. A relationship should make you feel confident. No. Okay. How about no? How about you let teenagers figure teenage stuff out? If they were 27-year-olds, that is very sound advice, right? You should be in a relationship with someone that makes you feel confident. Well, how about Ben not making Davey feel confident? How about that?
He only knows one side. He doesn't know the other side of the story, which is that Ben sucks sometimes, you know?
Sometimes. So,
yeah, I mean, he doesn't know. He has no clue.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I mean, the point is...
Nice, though. You want to be in a relationship with somebody who makes you feel good. However, this is not... We don't have all the context. And this, honestly, Dwight Howard's giving good advice to the wrong person.
Correct.
Like the text message thing was crazy. I don't care what he says. I don't agree. I don't perceive that. But this advice is cool. But you're telling this to Ben, who is already overthinking everything. And had you known the context that this is somebody that Ben has known since he was like 3 years old, and that they've dated and they've been friends and this and other, and that they've been pretty toxic toward each other their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Ben doesn't just run off. I mean, maybe this is a parenting issue. Maybe Ben's dad is the problem. Because if you weren't Ben's letting
parents, yeah.
Yeah, if you weren't letting random ass basketball players raise your child, maybe he wouldn't be taking this advice.
That where is the lie, right? Because why does he feel the need to do this? Have some shame. It's some shame. But also here, I have to say, I wish that Ben would my advice, what would you do, right, in this situation? I think I would have been like, this is weird. You're a teenager. But also, if you don't have friends, like, I think you should just go to Starbucks and talk.
Yeah.
And see what this person has to say.
Right. For me, communication is always the answer. Like, if you have an issue, say something. Say something, because no one can read your mind. I know that's a really hard concept for some people, and I don't know why that is. For me, that's just how I process things. I have to hear it. And so, I probably would have, if I listened to Dwight Howard's advice, I probably would have still gone, but I would have been on guard, you know, like, oh, that period, yes, what does that mean? You know, like even when you're talking about it just now, and you're saying like, no, you would have read into it. Had you told me, Chappelle, like that period, that's not a good thing. I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna talk to her, but I'm gonna remember that the period thing, like I'm gonna bring that up, you know, or maybe I'm gonna just be kind of paused just to see, you know, based off of that. Ben just completely opting out of the conversation is what really just sets this off, because him not even exploring it is why it feels like he's just blowing her off. And I think also it's really hard for a teenage boy to realize that power dynamic still, because they're from his point of view, him and Davey are level playing field, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't know it, but he thinks that, oh, they're on level playing field. They both had just lost their virginity. They're in the same grade. They basically like two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
But for a woman, there's a power dynamic with a man, you know, or a boy versus girl or whatever, to where this is a different moment for her than it is for him. And him not even allowing her to have that conversation does make it look like she just came and gave herself to someone and he blowing her off, as opposed to they had this really bad, awkward moment and now they're going their separate ways. It just doesn't read the same.
Also, I think the other piece of all of this is that Ben is texting Margot. So Ben has other options. And I don't think that's fair. I think that's another piece of my frustration, which I'm just realizing, is that like he actually has Margot, right? When Margot sends him the text, he's not happy. He's like, oh, okay, that's cute, I guess. But it's not, you know, it's not getting him. And John McEnroe even says in the voiceover, right, that oh, it's not Davey. And he's bummed about that. And he is so happy when he gets the text initially. So I just feel like this is at Dwight Howard feet.
Yeah. I'm telling you. It's
because had Ben just shut his damn mouth and gone to Starbucks, things would have been different.
Had he just gone to Starbucks, you know? But he didn't. And now, again, and we
get the plot to move forward. I understand. Right. Okay.
But I was annoyed. I was mad.
Because you sent me a text, I think, and you were like, because I had seen the first 5 minutes on, like, when it had come out, like, during the premiere, like, what, the few weeks before, or a week before this. So I told you I'd watch the first 5 minutes, and I'm pissed. And you were like, just wait.
Yeah, just
you're about wait till to be you get 10 minutes pissed. In.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God. So yeah, I'm frustrated, but it is what it is. They have this moment where I feel like Ben says, great, have a good summer and don't talk to me ever again, basically. So he says he's busy. What are you busy? You have no friends.
What did he even expect for the conversation to be like? Like, hey, you want to meet at Starbucks? Was she going to be like just going there to drag him? Is that what he was avoiding? She's like, now that we're at Starbucks, I have to tell you that that was the worst sex I've ever had. And it was, I've only done it once and I never want to do it again. Thank you for meeting me here. Like, what was the worst case scenario about actually going to hear her out?
Questions that need answers.
Right. That's so, cause that see you like basically have a great summer means it happened. I never want to talk to you again. Like basically like, I'll talk to you at the end of the summer when I don't know why you would blow her off for an entire summer just because y'all had sex and bad sex. She's like, okay, well, see, it's cool.
Especially if you were excited about this person.
Yeah. It's like, what did you think was going to happen at Starbucks? He was just too far in his head.
Yeah. Bless his heart. So it's fine. Let's leave it. That is what happened. And we get a really nice moment where school year is about to start and Davey is talking to the gods again, which we get as the opening scene for season one, episode one. So I just love that we kind of come full circle here where Davey's talking to the gods again, and she's doing it in such a beautiful way this time, right? She's not asking for like sex, and she's not asking for like silly superficial things, and she's learned how to like be with God and be spiritual in her own way, which again feels so different than season one where she was like in being Indian, and now she's like, no, this is part of me, this is like how I chat. And her mom even says like this is not a DJ Khalid like Khalid intro to a song, like stop. And she says, no, this is how me and my deities do. And her mom backs off and she's like, yeah, you're right, actually. So I loved this moment because it's so simple, but I feel like you write a thesis on how the character arc has changed and how Davey has learned to really embrace herself fully.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then we still also get shades of our normal Davey. Like you said, like she doesn't change the way she talks. She still has a hot temper because she threw her phone at a spider. And she's still crazy as hell because she wants a vanity plate that says dead ass on her car.
Correct. Because listen, she's asking to get blessed on her college applications to get a rec from Dr. Keys. Because, you know, Nalini's like, listen, please. Okay, come on. Let's move. And she asks her mom for a new phone and says, listen, gods are not mom. She asks the gods, sorry, for a new phone. And gods are not Santa Claus. But guess who is? I am. Again, not like Nalini, right? This is character growth where she's giving her child her Subaru, a new used car, which I feel like is a big deal. And this I personally super relate to because my mom didn't let me get my license. She would be like, no, I'm just not gonna take you. Like, but now looking back, she's like, I wasn't ready yet, I'm so sorry. But you know, back then she'd be like, you're not ready yet, like you're not ready to make that commitment. But and I was like, oh, but I'm ready to go to college. Sure.
Right.
So I remember it being a big deal because I was lucky enough that my stepdad had a 98 Nissan Altima. So at that point, 10 years old waiting for me, like when I was ready to, when I got my license, but like my mom just like wouldn't. And then finally, you know, many tears were shed and I got my license. But this is a big moment, I feel like, for Indian moms of only children to like let go. So it was really nice to see. And my mom noted it when she was watching Never Have I Ever. She's like, I remember this feeling. She's like, you feel like your heart is now really gone.
Oh man,
I know, so dramatic.
It's a cool moment. Me and my mom definitely didn't have it. She was like, you have to drive because we have things to do. So
yeah, and you had a little brother. I think being an older, it's so different than being an only child.
Yeah, I had a little brother, so I was like, you got to start driving because my mom got stuff to do. It was just the three of us, so someone has to get, you know, XYZ done. And then I really wanted to drive to prom, so as long as I could get that handled, then we were good to go. this was really cool. And again, I think this is just Nalini's maturing as well and like in her parenting style, because remember, she had just lost Moen when we met her. But then also Davey's maturing, and so Nalini is acknowledging that by giving her more responsibilities. We see Davey maturing just in her interaction with Ben so far. And so yeah, I think this was cool. I was happy with it because it did solidify that our Davey is growing up.
Correct. And it just, again, and she's still herself, like you said, because she would like a license plate, a vanity plate that says dad ass. Again, the fact that she can say that to her mom, chef's kiss in their relationship. But before we move on, should we do a quick check-in on Paxton?
Go ahead. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, because again, there's not a lot going on for us to chat about, but it's Paxton is chatting with Trent, telling about how cool ASU is. Trent really only has Eleanor going for him. But in reality, Paxton is flopping at ASU. He's not the cool guy. He seems to not really have any friends. His roommate kind of sucks as a dick. So he tries to say, hey, let's throw a party in our dorm to, you know, be like, I'm cool. I used to do this all the time. And even at the party, they're putting the keg on his bed. People are yakking on his bed. It's just the girl that he's like trying to get at is not reciprocating.
Right. And we've never seen that from Paxton, as far as even with the girl thing, like at the very least, he looks the same. So you think, you know, at least he's still got juice when it comes to that, but he's lost it all. He is a freshman in the truest sense. You are at the bottom of the barrel and you have to now climb your way up the social ladder in a way he probably didn't have to do at Sherman Oaks. One, because he's 40 years older than people, you know, because he's Paxton, the actor, is like, you know, a billion years old in comparison.
I know,
to,
he like, looks really old. I was like, this just isn't working.
It was time to get the show off the air. Because at some point, Paxton was going to need to get a real job, and we'll get to that later on, I'm sure. But yeah, in this moment, he's not a jock. You know, and I think being a jock in high school really just puts you in a different set, like social circle and like hierarchy automatically, at least for what we see on this show. And so for him to go to college and just be a, you know, student without any extracurriculars, without any like standout things, it's not like his grades were really, really good either. So what does he have except for, hi, I used to be cool at my old school. And it's clear that that didn't carry over and he's struggling with it.
Yeah. And it's just, it's so unfortunate. Because I, again, we've seen Paxton grow. We like him. He's not like a douche anymore. He's just like a cool guy now in all sense of, you know, fashion. So I want better for him. But of course he falls into the like high school was my peak moment, which is horrible. And Davey did it because he could have been on the swim team at Stanford.
Could have been a tree.
Yeah.
This is Davey's fault. But here we are, you know.
I know, but it's not actually. But it's really not.
I mean, Paxton, had you taken school seriously, you would probably have better prospects than this.
And you went to a super party school. Let's not forget.
How do you go? And then you went to a party school and you're not even able to keep up with the party. I'm just saying, at some point, you look, everybody can't go to party schools. Trust me on this one. I went to one and everybody not able. Some people just need to separate themselves from that kind of stuff. And it looks like Paxton is just going to struggle with this throughout the school year.
Yeah, 1,000%. And it's just, it's so unfortunate, but we'll see. We'll catch up with Paxton in actually the next episode. So don't worry, everyone. But that's where we leave him. He's just seeing everyone having fun without him. All his like glory days are behind him. So now we're back at school, everyone. Okay. Whew. Davey, nothing has changed. They're all the UN is like, great. We're all not virgins anymore, which Fab thought was statistically impossible. But here we are. We did it, folks. But Davey is still hiding from Ben. So unfortunate. I just want to fight Ben real quick. Just one punch.
It sucks because, you know, it's been all summer and now she's back. They're back in school and she's like, I don't even know how to face this man who ghosted me after, you know, our special moment.
I feel so sad. Like, I hope no one feels that way. You know, like when you lose your virginity and you've made a big deal about it and then to get ghosted, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. She definitely thinks the problem is her. 100%.
Well, we hear it later. Yeah.
Yeah. But how could you not? You know, like, true. In that situation, how would you not just think, oh, God, I'm a suck, or maybe this person, or maybe that person is just a horrible, horrible individual who would do something like that. I told you, I'm the king of ghosting, but I would never ghost like that.
Not the same. Absolutely not the same.
Not the same.
You ghost after whole situation.
Yeah, yeah. I ghost people who hadn't met their parents and everything. I disappear on Thanksgiving if I got to, but this ain't.
Oh,
it.
Lord. Not you being problematic again.
We back, baby.
Listen, yeah. Your problematic faves are back. TBH, I would too, so I understand. Let me not hang you out to dry like that. So then we also get a cutaway of, right, Fabiola's recruiting for the robotics team. And a big change, the Hot Pocket is now the High Pocket, where we have a bunch of druggies and burners. I guess they're like the new boys in charge. And Ethan is hot. He has grown two feet. What is wrong with me? And his torso, as Eleanor says, is fully clawable.
Yeah, I grew 6 inches in one summer.
Wow.
My back has been fucked up ever since. But to grow 2 feet, I know they're exaggerating. There's no way he went from like 4 foot to six foot. But still, that noticeable growth definitely will bring some attention to you. You know, it's different. The Hot Pocket is different. It used to be Paxton, the jock, and his friends. And now it's the king of the potheads and his friends. And they all sit around and smoke pot and look attractive to these people. And Eleanor is gawking at him despite, you know, dating Trent. So this is where she ends up having to lie to him and saying that she has a rash. And Trent doesn't really catch on that Eleanor is having eyes for someone else. She's lusting.
Exactly. And listen, I think it's normal to be like, that person's hot. You shouldn't act on it ever, ever, ever. But I think it's okay. Like, I think it's weird when folks are like, you can never look at anyone else if you're in a relationship. Like, I will be like, Karthik, man, that person's attractive. If it's a girl or a guy, it doesn't matter. It does bother him.
Karthik's going to shut it down and say, you and SRK can never, you can never look over. I don't want to hear about it.
Imagine thinking like he even has a say if SRK was around.
It makes me uncomfortable that you keep talking about him. Could you just stop?
Imagine. Like, no. I will do almost anything for him, but couldn't be me.
But couldn't do that.
Talking and stop and stop loving Sharkhan, please, God. Ooh, anyway. Let me just watch a movie today then. Now we also get a moment, right? Davey's looking for that recommendation. And it is from a teacher named Dr. Keys, who is ultra conservative. This white lady needs to like retire because she has arthritis. And because of that, she only gives 2 recommendations because she handwrites them, does not do it on said computer. So she handwrites them, has arthritis, 2 recommendations a year. Period. Davey's like, I'm trying to get one. How do I make this happen? And she says, great. I got a kilt on because it's to my knees. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give her some Harry and David pears. Dr. Keys loves it, right? Dr. Keys says, I will be upholding the patriarchy with you. Let's do it. They have a little weird conversation about how Davey's not dressed up as one of the pinup girls. I was like, don't talk about teenage girls like this. That's weird. Policing teenage girls.
This is a lesson in like how to navigate the patriarchy a lot of times. You know, like it's crazy because, you know, y'all are just like put in positions where you have to, you know, just like conform to what just us men have just decided are the rules, mm-hmm. right? And then there's some women that just like have decided to internalize that too. And so it's their rules too now. And so Davey is making me very proud in this moment because although you might not agree with it, it does benefit you to
100%.
Yeah, to play the game. You know, as minorities, we deal with that. You know, like I'm sure as women, I'm sure y'all deal with, as a woman minority, you deal with it, you know, double, triple sometimes, you know. So I was proud of Davey in that moment. And also, those Harry and David pears are so good, Sasha.
Oh really?
Oh my God. Someone sent my mom a box of them when she was going through her treatments. And she had no appetite. When I tell you, I ate every damn pear.
Right.
Those pears are so good. They're like $30 a box. And I almost ordered 2 more boxes when I saw them because I didn't know what they were called. I was like, I just saw those pears. Those pears are so good. I would write you a recommendation letter if you would send me some. If you want a recommendation letter from Chappelle, if you're listening to this, send me some Harry and David pears. Dear God.
Oh my God. So got it. So if you were ever mad at me, I know how to like not make you mad.
I am so fickle. Send me the pears. You know how I am about my food, Sasha.
Exactly. I was going to do barbecue, but sure.
The pears got me, man. That's so good.
Oh my God. That's so funny. No, I love it. Listen, I get it. And my love language is gift giving. If you give me a gift, it's over. Like, I'm indebted to you for the rest of my life. I just, it can be anything stupid.
Which is so fortunate. You know, they teach us to be so grateful, you know?
Yes. Listen, that's all. So then we, yeah, they reset, right? They was in. Besides, the boys, senior year is off to a great start, or so we thought, because now baby's leaving class. And she's walking over. She's like, great, I'm going to have a mature conversation with Ben. And she's about to go and sees him kiss Margo.
And this is the end of mature Davy. And honestly, I don't blame her. I don't. Because this man ghosted you all summer. And you still went to go make amends. Which, if it was anybody but Davy, I'd be like, Davy, yeah, stand up. Davy, stand up. Don't talk to that man. You don't owe that man a conversation. But this is Davy. And so I want her to do better now.
She's done him dirty multiple times too, right? So it's like, I think it's okay for her to do it. I think this is her growth of being like, I'm going to be the bigger person. We don't see this from our girl. This is like a proud parent moment.
Right. Now, when the shoe drops, I'm taking Davy's side every time on this one. I'm sorry.
1,000.
She went off. Yeah, it's a bad look. But also, from her perspective, she should have burnt the school down.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would still be yelling. I'm sorry. I'm just so dramatic sometimes, honestly, when I get angry. And I would have flipped the damn vending machine over. It would have been a ridiculous ass scene.
Yeah.
So I support this 100%. I'm sorry.
But I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
I am horrible.
I'm just expressive. I'm not disrespectful, but I guess it is disrespectful to destroy people's property. But I definitely would flip. I told you, I've threatened to push the Christmas tree over at my own home.
Funny. I just would do it. You're better. At least you threaten.
Yeah, because I need people to take me seriously, and they don't, and so then things have to happen.
I mean, that's great. I think you're a better person than me.
We're both
imagine me actually giving a warning that I'm about to go. Like, sometimes, folks closest to me do get the brunt of it, but if I'm, like, if someone irritates me, Karthik immediately has to be like, let's move on, let's go. Because he can feel the kettle.
Yeah,
yeah, like just building.
Yeah.
So he knows he has to be like, sorry, just leave. Or I have to, like, because when he sees me, I'm an expressive human. I think it's very obvious if I'm irritated or pissed off. And again, I have no filter if I'm angry. And it's not a good thing. I should work on it. But it's very hard, guys. And I think you and I have said it on this podcast before, but we are like the people that if we're not in a good mood, the whole room's energy is sucked out.
Yeah, that's true. I can't even not be in a happy mood, because if I'm not in a happy, like if I'm neutral, people are like, what's wrong with Chappelle?
Correct.
And you've seen me before. Yeah. But you've even seen it where you're like, are you good? And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just thinking, you know, but like because I'm always up. I'm always on a billion times out of a billion. But when I'm angry, oh yeah, shut it down. No one can be happy because I won't allow it.
Yeah, or I'll be like, leave me alone. Like, why are you even worried about me?
Yes.
And then they're 100%. Like, no, but like, you suck the energy. With that, stop letting me. Live your life, King.
Find your own energy. Get away from me.
Yeah. Oh my God, me during wedding shopping, because I'm pissed off about everything. Nothing's fitting. The prices are ridiculous. I remember, and my family in India are like, you are in India with your family, like, have a better attitude. No, you have a better attitude about not worrying about me. How about that? Okay, and my mom still talks about it. And I was like, yep, it's who I am. It's not changing.
And that's why I was so proud of Davy. She was trying so hard.
Yes.
But in this moment, she looks around.
This is horrible.
And she's talking to Ben. And Ben is basically like, yeah, I'm with Margo now. Like, it's very clear. Margo jumps in like, hey, what you doing yelling at my boyfriend? And Davy, her poor little immature brain, she thinks that the burn here is Ben and I had sex one time, so you might want to dump him.
And before, see, Davey says before you got together.
Right, that Davey, that's wrong. You gotta parent your kids. She should know that that's not the move. The move is he's still thinking about me. He's
yes! Still texting, you know, like, look at his face, how it changed when I walked up here, even right. though your lips were on him.
Right, this Come is my on. Sloppy seconds. You got to go in, Davey. What's up? And so,
if we're gonna commit, let's commit, right?
Right. Because when she realizes that doesn't work, that's when she turns it up a notch. You know, I didn't personally need to hear about Ben Gross's circumcised dick.
That he's Jewish.
Yeah, circumcised dick. But here you go.
Yes, and it is horrendous because she says, "Enjoy riding Ben's circumcised dick." Why?
Because it had to happen. She needed to say it. She had to say it.
Yeah, there could be so many other things. But can I say something mean? And I think I'm wrong in this, but I have to say it.
Do it.
Okay. I think Margo was coming in a little too hot.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Okay, got it.
That's her dude. She gotta be there. Like, you can't let some other chick run up on your man. She got.
Who so cares?
Who would have tackled somebody behind Karthik? What? You about to fight Dwight Howard?
I know. That's true. No one else can be mean. Only I can. That's my problem in life. Yeah. That if anyone else says anything to someone I love that I happily make fun of, it's over.
Yeah.
That okay, fine. That's true.
It's okay because we want the best for Davey. And so I get it. I hear you.
But I was just like, Margo, calm the hell down. Like, right, like yell at Ben, like, not.
You just got with this dude. Yeah.
Like, calm down. You don't know him. Like
yeah.
You don't know him like I
know. We are trash. We are both like, I said all that to be like, dang, Margo, come on, man. Just Ben. Calm down.
How do we have any friends? No, it's because we ride for.
We're friends with each other. Yeah.
Also that. Yeah. We have one other friend.
Right. That's it. It's just. Anyway, Dr. Keys hears all of this.
Yes. Yeah. And Dr. Key faints, everyone. Faints.
She's too old to be fainting. She just is. She has arthritis. This is not good. And this is the end of Davey getting that recommendation letter.
Yeah. This is the end of Davey's normal college. Like a trajectory. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Ugh. And just leave it because I'm so irritated by all of this. Like, I don't know why Davey has to get beat up so much, right? Like, let me watch Joy for once in my life. Like, that is why I watch this show. Like, I don't want to watch characters get beat up constantly. Where is the, like,
We knew this was going to be therapy. We knew. That's why we took so long to record this. Me and Sasha have not talked about this season at all when it comes to like we did nothing but Netflix, but it was very brief, a brief overview. Well, now that we're
Rob was tired of us.
Yeah. Now we're getting into some of the themes. Y'all, we were in hell this first episode. It's just the facts. Yeah.
And it's just I don't know about you, or maybe folks like listeners feel differently, but yeah, I'm very much of the mindset that I don't need to see titular characters like constantly getting beat down. Like, I want happiness. Happiness can be a trope, and it is for Fab, and it is for Eleanor in a lot of ways. So what the hell, man? What the hell, Davey? So it's unfortunate and frustrating, and we get crumbs when it comes to Indian characters and it's only Mindy Kaling writing them anyway. So just please give them happiness for once.
Yeah. Maybe give us more Indian writers.
I think that's a step too far.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If I ever write a rom-com, you know, that would be me. My main character would be happy. But the problem is like, there would be just many misunderstandings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no misunderstanding here. Davey has effed up.
Correct.
And she has basically killed Dr. Keys. I mean, she's fine, but she, you know, she passed out. And the principal has dragged them to the principal's office because now she needs to figure out what's going on, because all she keeps hearing is Davey yelling about fighting over Ben. And that just doesn't make sense to her.
And my favorite thing in this world, because again, we both have been working with teens. I think I would also have the same reaction to say, like look it up in the database and be like, there is only one Ben Gross.
Yep,
this is who you're fighting over.
Been there. Oh.
And I think I've said that to the teens to be like, this boy? Really?
Been there recently. Student was, she was crying. She recently became pregnant. Her senior year of high school, while we were doing all her college planning and stuff like that, and she was crying. And I was dealing with that on one end. I was like really trying to get her to focus. And then they bring up another student's name. And I'm like, oh, okay, what happened with her? They're like, oh, well, she getting kicked out of school because she fought the other pregnant girl. I think I told you this story.
She fought.
And the girl was pregnant with twins. And I was like,
double homicide.
Right. But the pregnant girl won. And so, of course, the school was laughing. Like, you know, the girl's crying, like, I'm being compared to the girl who got beat up by the pregnant girl and all this stuff. And I was like, well, in my mind, I'm like, who is this boy? And I saw him and I was just like, ma'am, him?
A scrub.
Y'all really in here fighting over this kid? But it's high school. This is what people do.
Yeah, you're so stupid in high school. Like, so God, dumb. You're so dumb. Me included.
People be dumb.
My boyfriend was community property.
Furball for everybody.
So it is what it is. You're stupid in high school. But I tell you, that was my villain arc.
Hey, it happens. And I look at us now. Look, we're so successful.
Okay. I left some pain in the dirt, some boys in the dirt too, unfortunately. Mm. Karma comes back. Okay, it happens. But anyway, while that's happening, you know, Margo is asked, you have to apologize to Davey. She is again coming in so hot. And it's just like, sorry, memory, like backhanded, just apology. And the principal is like, it's fine. Just like leave it, end it. I'm over this. Get the hell out of here. Because Davey has had all of us this pissed off before. So I understand. And Seems like that is the end of that with Margo and Davey, or is it? Because it all goes to hell soon. But Eleanor, and let's check in with them. So Eleanor is looking at cool acting gigs and being like, what am I going to do next year? And she's like, oh, maybe we'll go to London, or, you know, maybe I'll go here. And Trent is like, great, I guess I'll follow you there. And Ethan's loser ass comes by and says, you know, but she maybe would want to upgrade, and just walks away. A menace.
Yeah. And this is something we really haven't talked about, but Trent, like Paxton, has kind of outgrown his surroundings, or at least is no longer in his normal surroundings. He's very uncomfortable thinking that Eleanor and Davey and, you know, Fab are all about to go to college. We've never talked about Trent going to college. It's just not realistic.
Unfortunately.
And so he's sitting here thinking, what am I about to do? Who am I? I'm the oldest person in the school, basically. And Eleanor might outgrow me. And so that is one of the storylines we get right here, because, you know, the Hot Pockets are teasing him, you know, and they're doing it in front of Eleanor, which is really kind of disrespectful. And you start to wonder, does Eleanor feel the same way? Does she feel like she's about to outgrow Trent? Because she says something like, well, if we're still together, then we'll go do XYZ. And he's like, if? What is if? As far as he's concerned, he's ready to make this official forever.
Yes. Oh, my God. Because I think it really, it touches him, right? That she says, if we're together, we're so young, la, 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 la. So Trent says, great, I will fix that. And, you know, Eleanor goes, the Hot Pockets just told me Trent has been shot. So they run to go see what's happening with Trent. Well, he's been shot by Cupid. Eric playing this is my wedding song and I can't remember the name. Fool's Russian. What is that song?
I don't know.
Falling in love. Yeah. That is the one. My God. The Elvis Presley, but I did the Can't Help But Falling in Love. Okay. I had like seven names for this. But I had the, you know, Crazy Rich Asians version of it. I want to make it clear. But anyway, they're playing that song, and by God, I wanted the earth to open up and swallow Trent, because I knew what was coming.
I didn't know when they said Trent got shot. I was like, whoa, are we doing that? Are we doing that on Never Have
Not
I Ever?
Not Degrassi.
Right. Yeah. I was like, I don't think we can do that. It was already stressful. Well, then I needed this moment of levity to show that, no, Trent's just being an idiot because he's pretending to be shot so that he can now propose to Eleanor. And Eleanor said no. And I was so proud of her.
Yeah, because this is, again, huge because she's such a drama queen that I feel like older would have loved it and been like, yeah, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do with my life. Amazing. Chef's kiss, blah, blah, blah. No, she says absolutely not. And then they have a little moment separately, which is what Trent should have done in the first place.
Good job.
But they have a moment and it's really unfortunate, but real, where Trent says, right, I feel like I'm holding down a shooting star. And it's burning me. And I don't want that. So if you're not ready to commit, I gotta go. I don't think he's right, but I appreciate him at least stating his boundaries.
I don't know how I feel about this, honestly.
I mean, he's wrong.
Is he wrong? That's why I haven't really thought about that because Eleanor is going to leave that high school and she's going to leave Sherman Oaks. That is going to happen. He knows it. He's looking at her and he's like, and there's nothing I can do to stop you. And also, he does realize that he's not bringing a lot to the relationship. He doesn't have a lot going on right now. I don't think he has to break up with her in this moment, but I definitely think he needs to start thinking about, okay, he's probably 18, maybe 19 at this point. Yeah. What are you about to do, sir? You're about to be 20 years old and she's about to run off and go do whatever. Are you going to follow her? Like, what's going on here? And she just turned down your proposal. So she doesn't love you like you love her. I don't think this is necessarily, I definitely don't think you should have proposed, but you know, I just think that him even proposing shows that they are not in the same place mentally when it comes to this relationship. So yeah. I don't think he's wrong that he should be tapping out. I don't know who should have tapped out like this. You know, maybe he should have been starting to talk or maybe have more deep conversations about this. Like, this conversation needs to happen and maybe it didn't need to stop right here. You should have kept talking about this. But I don't know if I disagree with him, but yeah, I think at some point, you gotta start thinking about your future, Trent, because you cannot keep focusing on all the stuff that's still here in high school.
Agreed. And I think the thing is that I just think he went about it wrong. Like, I think he's 100%. Right. And like, he said, these are my boundaries. This is what I would like to do. But also, high school relationships, like, don't necessarily last. And I think it's so hard for me to say that you definitely should hitch your wagon to like someone that you know in high school. And Trent's great. And it very possibly could work because he's so in love and committed to Eleanor, but she's thirsting for Ethan.
Yeah, he's I've seen high school couples propose and I'm always like, what the hell are you doing? Every time.
Yeah.
And so I don't agree with Trent proposing, but the breakup, like, Trent, unless you thought things are going to get better, I think he feels like things are just stagnant. You know, they're just hanging out until she leaves. And if he doesn't want to do that, he doesn't have to. I just really wish he hadn't proposed.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like wish they had a normal conversation, but that's not the show because these are our cracked faves. Okay. They're not doing that. They're just not. So we leave that where they're now broken up, even though Eleanor says, I don't want to break up. Trent said, no, this is moving nowhere. Bye. That's done. Then let's check in on Fab because Fab has a robotic team orientation, new member, prospect, whatever, open house. And it's all boys only. And she's just like very confused what's going on. And Eric is, again, misogyny. I now that I'm speaking out loud, there's so much misogyny in this episode. It's actually crazy. But Eric with the like casual microaggressions and is like, girls are just not interested in robotics. You're special. You are different. We're so lucky to have you. Shut up, Eric.
He's just so stupid and he doesn't know. And I really wish there were a way you could deprogram certain things about being a boy that's so at such an early age to where you don't get to this point. Cause that's just not how you present this. For one, you don't know every girl. Eric obviously probably doesn't know that many girls. And so for him to just be like speaking out his ass like this, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Women are just underrepresented in STEM in general. And so the conversation should be like, no, we probably should be looking to empower more people to do this. Fabiola's like the only smart girl in the school. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure they could find somebody else who would probably be interested in robotics. But him being like, Fab, you're special. He thought he was cooking. He thought that was it. That's what he needed to say. Like, you know, Fab, you're did something. That's one. Yeah. Right. And that's just not the case. So her interest meeting did not go over well.
Not interesting.
You said new prospects. I was like, well, we might as well call it what it is.
It's called recruitment, not rush.
Rush.
We recruit. We don't rush. So with that, we leave it. We will dig more into this. And Fabiola does go on her own journey with all of this, which I feel is exciting. But I'll also get into like why then I'm frustrated that Eric gets a storyline. After all of this, but I'll leave it for now.
Yeah, let that sit. I don't even know what the Eric thing is so confusing because we make it through this entire episode and I mean, there's still people we haven't talked about.
So, I can't. I wish that the writers would do like an AMA or like something, maybe like they can come on this podcast.
We have questions, yeah.
Yeah, and to be like, I just want to know, you know, what was like, how did you decide to prioritize whom? Mm-hmm. I want to know. That's all.
The only really other character we really talk about, I guess, in this episode is Dr. Ryan. She shows up,
yes,
because eventually Davey does what we know Davey does, it goes to therapy. I'm still so proud of my girl for going to therapy. We've been saying it for three seasons now and nothing has changed. She burst in on Dr. Ryan and it's Davey, you know, this is where she could be her truest self. She tells Dr. Ryan, Ben is dating a bitch and I'm not happy about it.
Yes.
Yeah. And Sasha, you know, this is the women attacking women thing, isn't it? You know?
This is all misogyny. This is still part of misogyny where I don't appreciate her coming for Margo. Like, I felt that Margo was coming in a little hot, but I would still never blame in public, right? Like, if this was happening to me, I would be like, Ben is a piece of shit. And, like, his girlfriend sucks too, but it's more that it's because of Ben. But it's hard, I think. We all have internalized misogyny. We all have to fight it, right? Even when you know better, if that makes sense. Because we have heard Davey say before, right? That isn't very feminist of me. Let me, like, switch what I'm talking about. But even then, this unfortunately changes. And we do get a moment of Dr. Ryan checking it and to say, like, it's a boy that hurt your feelings. So let, you know, and what he did was unkind and wrong. It doesn't equal like bad, you know, in that way. And it doesn't equal us attacking like another woman. So how about we take a moment and process the feelings? And I felt so sad because I feel like Davey was like really having a breakthrough in her feelings, which we've never seen. And she says, I had sex with a guy and he just like left me for dead, basically. And it's really unfortunate. All of that happens. But Dr. Ryan says, you're amazing. You're outstanding. You're out of this world. You're extraordinary. You drive me crazy. And that's why I keep seeing you. And not that like feminist woo woo shit. Like, you're actually amazing. So Dr. Ryan has her write down all her feelings about Margo. And of course, it goes to hell because Davey says, enjoy my sloppy seconds, you artsy hoe. And she has many other horrible things to write in her notebook, not for anyone to see. And we go from there.
I like this because I think anybody can relate to having an altercation with somebody and then 10 minutes or 20 minutes or hours later, you're thinking, I should have said this.
Because that's my life.
Yeah, in the moment, we're like, Davey, come on now. Like, oh, you once had sex with Ben before he started dating you? That's not the burn you think it is. Enjoy my sloppy seconds, you artsy hoe. That's what you should have said. But she had time to dwell on it. You know what I'm saying? What you
got, she really sat with it.
Yeah. That is a real thing for me. Because in the moment, I think my natural instinct is to not get emotional. In the moment, I'm trying to not get emotional. So I mean any emotion. I'm trying to be completely logical anytime I'm confronted.
No, you're okay. Absolutely,
but I'm a trying to, you know? Yeah. And so the moment is over and I've logicked my way through it and I actually sit with my feelings, I'm like, oh no, let's run it back. Yeah, let's do it now. Now that cooler heads have prevailed, fuck that. Let's flip the table, you know? And so I've been there. Now, writing it down does sound like a good idea until we see what happens once, you know, you get too comfortable in those moments.
Exactly. And why are we walking around with said book, Davey? Because I am the one that blacks out when I'm mad. So I actually don't know sometimes what I said. And then, you know, later on, it'll come back to me. But Davey, please. Okay, leave the book at home. But no, maybe it's because she, I guess, went to therapy during her lunch break and came back to school. So maybe that's why. But again, leave it in the car. Leave it in the car. Your therapy book does not need to be with you at school. But it is. And she runs into Margot. I feel like they have a really nice breakthrough. They make up. And Davey says, you know, I was hurt because Ben liked you and not me. And, you know, all of that, blah, blah, blah. I think they have a really beautiful moment. Some guys, high school guys, strike again, knock Davey's books down, and the books fall, and the notebook opens up. And of course, Margot reads it all, and the fight is back on, baby.
Yeah, she reads it. And if you're Margot in this moment, how do you not punch Davey in the face? You know, I just really, at that point, you're like, what do you, I think that would have, I said I would have been angry for a lot of people in this episode, but if I was in Margot's position, this is the thing that gets me kicked out of school, because nothing drives me crazy than somebody playing in my damn face. If you tell me one thing, I am going to take it at face value. If you say I want to make up that we are good, cool, we had words, blah, 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 it's over, cool. And if 3 seconds later I find out you still talking shit, I am done. There's no coming back. I'm telling you, I'm sorry. This would have been this. Chappelle, what do you say? Blackout? Boom. That's the blackout moment.
Yeah. For me, it happens all the time. So, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's just, yeah. And there's enough anger for everyone to go around.
No, that's the one. That's the one that would have got me. Because I'm telling you, I am a very forgiving person. I really am. But you have to communicate with me. If you do not communicate with me, then I won't understand. I don't get it. But once you communicate, I expect us to be on the level. Once we come to an agreement, if I find out you still talking shit, because now I can't trust you. Mm-hmm. I don't like you. And you just played in my face. You think I'm stupid.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's the embarrassment piece as well, right? Where like, oh, I gave in and this is what you actually think about me.
Ooh, Sasha, you grabbed that right out of my soul. What? Not too long.
We get it. We're the same. Whatever.
I would have. This would have been it. So.
Oh, my God. Thank God we were never like in college.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
My grades would have been better because I would have hung out with you. And you would have like encouraged me to do my homework.
Absolutely not. I almost failed out of college.
Oh, well, never mind. We'd have been out together because I definitely
my first year.
Oh, freshman year, I was fine.
I was pledging and, you know, out there in my first semester. Let's just
I got gradually worse until I couldn't get worse.
Oh, mine was opposite. I lost a scholarship. So
the more comfortable I got, I guess I will say, the worse it got. That's what I'm saying. I think I would have been fine because I would have actually like, okay, if I got to hang out with Sasha, she's actually going to go and do her homework at some point. I'm going to go do mine. But like that freshman year would have been tough for us. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. I was in the streets.
I was in the streets.
Yeah. And I was pledging. I pledge as a first semester?
That's a whole separate podcast.
Correct. But anyway, let's move on, everyone. Advice hour is done. Because we're ending this where Margot is rightfully pissed off at Davey. But you know, hear my girl out. But maybe not. It's fine. And Ben and Davey, that is our final scene. Davey is, you know, very pissed at herself, kind of like just having a horrible day, and is walking off to her car. And Ben shows up. He apologizes and finally drops the news that this was his first time too. Cool. Okay. Sure. I was like, and I should feel bad for you. Why?
No, that was the moment where I was like, oh, okay. All right. I get it. I see now. Because I was shocked. I wasn't prepared for Ben to say that. I was proud of Ben for actually apologizing because he owed her an apology from a very long time ago. Now, the breakup or the friendship breakup is really what caught me off guard, because I'm thinking they had come to terms with, okay, it's been all summer. I seen you tripping in the thing. You see me with Margot. Let's go ahead and make up. And then, like, maybe we could be friends or something. Now, Ben really took that Dwight Howard advice to heart. And he says, and I don't even think we should be interacting like that because we're just bad for each other. And if this was a season of... Sasha, is he wrong?
No.
Yeah, he's actually not wrong. He's not wrong.
So think about it, right? Like, if you were in the situation, okay, you are dating someone that, like, you are Margot, and then you have a Ben, right? And if Ben doesn't do this, doesn't that frustrate you?
It does, but it would be the reason that frustrated me, right? Like, so you need to do this because I don't like this person anymore. So you gotta cut this off. Like, I'm not cool with y'all.
Oh, interesting. For me, it's actually that it should come from you. It shouldn't be because I don't like this person. It should be that, like, you, you know, that what Ben says, right? Like, we're both insecure and competitive. I don't like that. I'm with someone that makes me happy and confident. So I'm staying with Margot. First of all, who are you? LeBron James? I'm taking my talents to Miami, shut up. You're such a lame.
Look, I would have been like, nah, you can't be fucking with them because I'm about to kill that person, you know, so you got to let this go. But I've also dated someone that I really disliked. And so I am in a unique position here because, like, I'm kind of like Ben.
I do too, I understand. Yeah,
like, I disliked her before we started dating. And
yeah, same. That's what I'm saying.
Currently have her blocked on several social medias. And, you know, I've talked to her about it. You know the game. Leave the window open. And so, and I've talked about her on this podcast before. But here, I'm like, yeah, he's not wrong. They are horrible together. They've always been horrible together. They've never not been horrible together. They have sweet moments. But even when they dated, they weren't good together because Davey was doing XYZ. And then after that, Ben went so far left that I don't think you can come back from it so quickly. Y'all had sex. Yes, y'all had a few warm moments. But overall, I think Ben is correct. I think they're not good together. Mm-hmm. And it just sucks because I think Davey realizes it too. They both realize that this is wrong and they should not be interacting like that anymore. It just so happens that he has a girlfriend as well.
Yeah, and I think what frustrates me is that Davey gets to, like, be left alone, you know, and Ben gets to be, I think, like, quote unquote, not a happy ending, but you know what I mean. Like, has a happy ending for now. And it's just, it's frustrating because he's been screwing over Anissa, Shira at one point, right? So that he could be with Davey. So I don't know. It's just, it's very, like, backwards, but I agree that I still don't think it's wrong.
Right.
I think I'm just, like, frustrated that like we almost have to start over for Davey.
Right. And that's what it is. It's like, I don't want this for Davey, who had been maturing so much.
Yes.
But also, if you had asked me, like, you know, whatever, straight up, do you think Ben and Davey should be together in this episode? No, absolutely not. By the end of this episode, there's no way that these two people can be together.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, like, he sucks. Like, it's interesting because I think Davey's grown and he hasn't. And I think that's why I don't want that for her, because she doesn't deserve someone that, like, can't, like, see past, you know, the childish games, right, that they played. Because I feel like it's interesting when you date someone that, you know, there's, like, a little, maybe I'm toxic, but you know, there's a little bit of fire, passion, whatever. I think it's interesting to date someone, like, similar to you in that way, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's just, they have so much baggage, and it's fine that he cut it off, but it's so obvious he still likes her. I think that's what pisses me off.
Yeah, but you can like somebody and not supposed not you, and you shouldn't be with that person too. Like I said, I've dated somebody who I actively have disliked, you know, and like, and that's like, why am I with you? I don't really like you like that, but I liked her enough to date her, you know what I'm saying? But like, there was so much annoying shit about her that I was like, bro, we should have never been in these moments. That's why you don't ever go to Colorado with girls that are pretty that you don't like, because dear God, you know, you might come back and think you like her and you'd be wrong. It got cold. So anyway. So I understand. Again, we're looking at this through Davy's eyes, and it does look like Ben got to go surf for her entire summer, run off with this girl that she obviously doesn't like, and, you know, and now get to leave her standing in the parking lot all alone, only to find out that her car has been vandalized.
Oh my God. The car says stupid bitch on it, and I think I would literally throw up if that happened to me.
The moment when Davy played in Margot's face, if I was Margot, I would have punched her in the face.
Yes.
The moment I saw a stupid bitch on my car, I would have run her over with that car. Yeah, that's 1,000%. I'm just saying. At some point, you black out. You see red.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Happen. Yeah.
Margot is lucky.
Yeah.
She's alive. Yeah. Or I think I would have been like, let me find Ben and Margot together, because this is a 2-for-1 bonus.
Yeah. Should I tell this story? Yes. When I was in college, I did not let girls come to my house when I got an apartment. When I was living in a dorm, whatever. But you could not come to my apartment.
That's because crazy.
I had seen so many people get their stuff vandalized.
Oh. Just
girls like writing on people's stuff, throwing people's stuff on. Like, I have been like with one of my close friends. I'm not throwing her on the bus like this, but I've been with her while she was attacking her ex's like stuff. And I was like, standing there like dying laughing. I think I might have recorded this. Something. This is probably pretty good cell phone. So I think I was just like kind of in shock that she was doing it. But once I saw that happen, no. Because
and girls were okay with this?
Huh? No. But also, when I'm like, you ain't keying my car, I mean that. You know, it's kind of like...
No, but I'm just saying, that's wild. I mean, it is what it is.
They have a place to sleep. I'm going to just come there. You can't come to...
But that's what... Imagine thinking. What? Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't think I... That's wild.
The thing is, I lived in Houston by then, right? And so I was like 30 minutes or so off campus. So I would have to come to campus for classes and stuff. So when I got there, I was like, I might as well just kick it here.
Okay, that's different.
But like, so it made no sense for them to be back and forth to my place anyway. But also, you can never know where I live because I've seen some things. Sasha, I saw some girl take Jolly Ranchers, lick them, and stick them to the top of somebody's Dodge Charger. So that when they melted in the hot ass Texas sun, you couldn't take it off. And if you did, it ripped the paint off. I watched it happen. No one could come to my house.
What are the men doing, right? To deserve?
For me, it don't even matter. Because whatever if they deserved it, that's fine. But you ain't going to have access to my stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. I personally think that, I understand it. I understand why you're saying this. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that's crazy that people are okay with it. That's all I'm saying.
I was straight up too. Like, you're not just, and they're like, you're so crazy. I'm like, all right. You ain't coming to my house.
But that's what I'm saying. If you said that, I would be okay. You're not coming to mine. So I guess we're getting a hotel.
I think only one girl ever made it to my apartment, and she was there with it was like a party in my apartment.
Yeah.
But like, as far as like girls that I was dating, no, absolutely not. Like, we can kick it. We can kick it on campus. We can kick it. That's we go out to eat all that stuff. When I go to sleep at my house, I'm going to my house. If we spend the night together, we spend the night at your house.
How are these girls? Oh my God, that's wild as hell.
I put my foot down on that one. Like, I pay too much money for this, and I'm poor. I like my stuff too much. I had seen some things, Sasha. That Jolly Rancher thing still shakes me to this day.
Oh my God, I find that so funny. That girl, it's just funny what people are okay with up with. That's what I mean. And I'm saying guys too. Like, listen, poor guys. I have put them through it too. I understand. And looking back, I was like, wow, I can't believe you were okay with this. So I understand it. I'm just saying it's wild to think about. That's all. But we have, this horrible moment. And that is where we leave it, where all of these people are out here being stupid bitches. And I'm tired of it. And free me from this. Woo, but anything else, Chappelle, about season 4, episode 1?
Nope. that was it. We covered everything. We really got into therapy here because
we needed
to vent about this episode. I'm glad we decided to just do the one. I think moving forward, Sasha and I do plan on doing two episodes at a time so that we can move through the season and not take 10 weeks to talk about it.
Correct.
Or 10 weeks or more, knowing us. And so, this was a good kind of cathartic moment where we got to kind of vent and talk through some of the struggles that come with the very topic, which is losing your virginity. I mean, we didn't get in like, oh, went back in my day, but we definitely got into a situation where we had to talk about things that are harder. These are hard conversations to have. And so this is why we come here. We come here to kind of air out our old stuff.
And this is why you come here.
Yeah. Y'all come here to hear us be problematic, to talk about our problems, and to, you know, go through this struggle with Davey, because I know we all felt it. So this is, y'all enjoy the ride, because we have 9 more episodes to go.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to finally get this started, Chappelle. And with that, everyone, make sure you're leaving us a 5-star, please, 5-star only review for this final season, one last ride. And make sure you're subscribing to the Never Have I Ever feed for Never Have I Ever only content. Make sure you're doing all of that. And obviously check out all of Silent Podcast stuff as well. We're on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. Check all of it out. And with that, Chappelle, where can the people find you?
Follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show. And I'll tweet out all the links. Sasha let me join her on the Below Deck podcast on RHAP this week. I also talk about The Walking Dead on post show recaps on my podcast, Nothing But Netflix. We'll be talking about American Gladiators this week. Rob and I will be joined by Grace Leader. So check that out. I think last week we talked about Black Mirror. And then next week I'll be on the Community Building podcast on post show recaps to talk about that. They're on their final season. So check that out too.
Woohoo! And as for me, you can always check me out over on Rob Has a Podcast /website/Mess Magnets, where Kristen McKinnis and I talk pop culture, hot topics, celebrity gossip, and everything else in between. Also, like Chappelle said, I cover on Rob Has a Podcast Below Deck, comma Sailing Yacht. So check that out. Chappelle joined me this week. And over on Post Show Recaps, I am chatting. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. I'm chatting Secret Invasion on the Everything is Super feed with Jason Reed. And Chappelle and I were on the Big Brother draft. Vote for table one, everyone. And for everything else, follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Vote for table two.